This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, very special guest joining us today, who first and foremost is a friend. We met on the battlefield, you know, and sometimes when you meet on the battlefield, all your comrades, fellow comrades, don't always become friends, but we've actually become friends. And I've learned a lot from her. It's been a great exchange, and I know she's learned a lot from me. In this moment of turmoil, when we see what's happening in Gaza, and there's been a great deal of coverage on this radio station, the two of us have kind of decided, and you know, people like us are like this anyway, we think we can change the world every day, every morning we wake up, even when it's not realistic. But we've kind of decided that we're going to try to fix as much as we can. Joining us now, the head of the Workers' Circle, Ann Toback, joins us from here in New York. Ann, welcome to Make It Plain on WPFW. Thank you for joining me. How are you?
Thank you, Mark. I'm doing okay. And I agree. I've learned so much from you, and sharing our power, sharing our strength on the front lines keeps us going. And definitely we're in a moment where it's easy to, you know, throw it all out and also just curl in a ball sometimes. But we don't, because we're surrounded by activists who are, you know, equally committed to making the change we need. So I think we can. It's not going to be easy, but the more allies we bring to the table, the more people we bring to the streets, the more likely our change will happen.
Indeed, indeed. Tell us, first of all, and folks, this is, and in just in the past few days, has done something very important, very historic. Tell us, first of all, about the Workers' Circle.
Sure.
What it is. And y'all been around for a minute.
A minute and a half or and a quarter. So the Workers' Circle is 125 years today.
Now, you weren't there when it was founded, right?
No, yeah. I don't think so. But my great-grandfather was.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like I was there. We were founded by Eastern European refugees, people who were escaping violence, were escaping government-led violence against them, persecution, economic persecution in Poland, Lithuania, what was then all Russia. They came to the United States seeking a better world for everyone, for them, for their families, and understanding that they would only achieve that better world when everyone had it. They were activists in Eastern Europe. They were primarily labor activists, but they also were part of a group called the Jewish Labor Bund, which was founded as armed resistance against government-led pogroms. Those are violent attacks on Jewish communities at the turn of that century. They come here looking for a better world and organizing. So they take those organizing skills. As Bundists, they were also socialists in their values. They understood that in this new country, they only succeeded once they saw all the other marginalized communities succeed. So they immediately started creating partnerships with other immigrants, with the Irish, with Italian immigrants. And they also, fairly in the early days, started partnering with Black-led communities, understanding that the persecution that they were seeing in the United States so closely mirrored their own persecution, the persecution of Black people in the United States. In fact, they referred to lynchings and the attacks on Blacks as pogroms. So there was a very close tie created in the early day. Today, the Workers' Circle is an organization that is fighting for democracy for all, multiracial, multicultural democracy. We do this by fighting for the John Lewis Voter Advancement Act to be passed in Congress. We have been doing this by over a million, connecting with over a million voters in voter-suppressed areas last year, giving them the tools to overcome state-sponsored voter suppression. We do this every year in Selma, which is where I always get a lot of my power, seeing Mark in action. So our organization is leading the charge in the Jewish community for democracy for all.
So I just want to go back to some history. The refugees, what year did they come here?
It was between 1900 and 1920.
Right. So this predates what we saw with Hitler in 39 in the 40s. So
yes, although many of them had relatives, of course. We were very closely connected to Eastern Europe. And after the war, many of the survivors, we helped them come to the United States and also settle in all parts of Europe.
Yeah, but the point we want to make historically is that persecution was going on long before in Eastern Europe, long before Hitler rose to power.
Yes.
And so this wasn't just, folks just woke up one morning and here's Hitler and he's anti-Semitic. These things were taking place. Right.
And that's exactly it. Yeah, it was, I mean, at the end of the 1800s, I don't have the exact number, but thousands and thousands of Jewish communities were annihilated in these violent pogroms where there was, mass murder, very often very, very graphic and gruesome, not necessarily with guns. Mass rape, all sorts of, terrible, terrible occurrences. And that is what led to the founding of this Jewish Labor Bund, many of whom came here when it just became clear to them that there was no democracy to protect them. And here in the United States, they saw the opportunity of a democracy by and for the people as an opportunity for the lives they wanted.
So to bring us up to date, and we'll go back on some more history shortly,
sure. But
bring us to date.
Yes.
The Workers' Circle, a Jewish organization.
Right.
Has decided to stand in defense and stand with the people of Gaza. Correct? Tell us about it. It's very important, though.
Well, sure. I want to just preface this and say we are an organization focused on what's happening in the United States, which so we don't often speak out internationally. However, the fact that 2 million people are in Gaza, living, they're in Gaza. How they're living is a question, a big question. Facing mass starvation, over 500,000 people are known to be on the verge of death by starvation. Half of those 2 million people are children. You know, at times, as an organization, we can't be silent when we're seeing a human catastrophe in process, and one that the United States has a hand in. So we felt compelled last week to speak out. And also, I want to uplift another Jewish organization, which is TRUA, Rabbis for Human Rights, and their leader, Jill Jacobs, Rabbi Jill Jacobs. She had a piece 2 weeks ago in The Forward, which is a Jewish news, you know, a newspaper that reports on Jewish issues. And she said, you know, Jewish organizations have to stand up. And of course, others were saying it too. And it felt to me like it was a now or never moment. We had to speak up and call out the lives that were being needlessly sacrificed and so atrociously treated. We can't watch mass starvation and not say something, not decry it, not demand that the U.S. stop being part of it, and that the state of Israel open up the corridors for food 24/7. All the corridors have to be. We can still save people if these corridors open, and they must.
The Workers' Circle has released a statement. U.S. must end complicity in Gaza's humanitarian crisis. And I want to just lift a couple of lines from this. You write, Ann Toback, the Netanyahu administration's actions to prolong the war and continue the blockade of all aid to Gaza have caused a humanitarian catastrophe. 2 million people are being starved in plain sight, half of them children, as the world watches. These conditions evoke the horrors of the Warsaw Ghetto, when democratic institutions collapsed and the world failed to stop civilian populations from being deliberately starved. The U.S. government, you write in your statement, is not merely a bystander. It is an active collaborator. While providing Israel with unprecedented military support, the U.S. has co-designed a food distribution system that forces starving families to risk their lives for basic sustenance. American tax dollars, listen to this, folks, are funding what hundreds of international humanitarian organizations have condemned as a death trap for desperate civilians. Those are some very strong words, Anne.
Yes. I mean, and they happen to reflect the truth. It's a strong word. It's a pretty terrible violation of human rights and international law that we're seeing. The U.S. and Israel created the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, and that foundation has been charged by the two countries to provide food, to provide sustenance to the people of Gaza. And it's deadly by design. What we're seeing is they're setting up food distribution sites first of all, there's not enough of them, and they are shooting people who are, you know, they're not shooting over their heads. They're literally shooting people who are charging for the food they need and killing them. This is, you know, beyond anyone's imagination of horror. What we've even seen, I believe, the head of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation resigned in May over concerns of just this issue. How do you set up food distribution sites and then kill people coming to get the food that they need to stay alive? I did want to say something, Mark, because, you know, speaking, you know, on behalf of a Jewish organization and I would like to share that the majority of people who have responded to these statements, and there have been quite a few, have been very supportive in the Jewish community and outside. The most common objection we hear from the Jewish world is, what about the hostages? And just this weekend, we saw some horrifying treatment of hostages under Hamas's, who are being held by Hamas. I have to emphasize, I feel like I should emphasize, Hamas is a terrorist organization. They're an evil organization. They do not abide by international law. They don't care about the Palestinian people. And their actions are beyond my imagination as well. They must release the hostages. But we can't condition 2 million people's lives on an evil terrorist organization. Two things can be true. Hamas is a terrorist organization. They are evil. They are murdering people. But on the other side, 2 million people are suffering, and this is directly related to America and Israel policy. And those people must be helped immediately.
And there's a third truth. The people, the Gazans that are being starved to death, are not Hamas operatives.
Right.
Right. So, you know, these are innocent civilians.
There are civilians. There's this concept that we keep hearing that they're all guilty. Well, that's not true. I mean, these are children. We are talking about 1 million children in Gaza right now. I do not subscribe that children are guilty of anything but being children and wanting to grow up, and their parents just want them to grow up. And we all of us need to show the compassion that makes us human. And we need to demand that our government urge, in fact, compel Israel to open up the corridors. And we need to be giving our aid to UN distribution, food distribution, or any objective food distributors who will get the food to the people immediately, right now. And those corridors have to be open 24/7 because these people are, you know, on the verge of dying from starvation.
No, absolutely. And, you know, we should also mention, you know, Netanyahu's on the record, and you and I have talked about this beforehand. At different points, he has encouraged other countries, other entities to lend financial support to Hamas.
Right.
So that they could be a foil against the argument for true Palestinian statehood. So I want people to understand that, too.
Right.
Most times, if you have an enemy, you don't encourage people to fund that enemy. But one of the strongest phrases in your statement is Netanyahu's prolonging. That's the word you use.
That's right. And it's all across the news. I mean, there was a cover story in the New York Times just a week ago that Netanyahu prolonged this war and the violation of international law against the people of Gaza to keep himself in power. That is where we are. And
because he's facing prosecution. He's facing prosecution.
Of course. Yes, he is. And one has to assume once things quiet down, we can hope that people will start asking about his funding Hamas prior to October 7th.
Worker Circle, a Jewish organization, calling out Netanyahu and Israel and the United States. Don't forget that.
Right. Our focus continues to be on the United States, as I said, where it's a moment in history where we have to speak up. And we believe that we have the most power when demanding our country take the action it must and uphold international law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Rick is on the line from Germany. Rick, God bless you. You're on the air with Ann Toback of the Workers' Circle.
Hi, Rick.
Rick, you still there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yes.
Right here.
Okay. Hello, Mark, and good day to Miss Ann Toback.
Hi.
I have a simple question. Israel has managed to survive being surrounded by Islamic nations. Why can't they make peace with the Palestinians?
That is an excellent question, and it's one that if only we could answer. I don't have a good answer. I should tell you, I traveled to Israel 2 years ago and spent the majority of my time with Palestinians who were just as committed to peaceful existence as we are, as all of us. I'm making a big presumption that all of the listeners here, we all want a peaceful existence where we are free and empowered and can live in safety and solidarity. I don't understand it. I wish I did, and I hope one day we can see your question be truly answered and in the positive. They should be able to live a peaceful existence. Now, you will hear not everyone on either side wants peace. It hasn't been an easy road for Israel or for many of its neighbors. But I think coming to the table, dialogue, is the beginning. And we're not seeing that.
Correct.
Thank you, sister, for trying to answer.
It's the best I can do. I did want to mention, Mark, we talk about these statements, which are so important. We're also working, the Worker Circle's on the ground right now in the United States. One of our goals in demanding a multiracial, multicultural democracy is that we, the people, need to have the final say over our government. Our government needs to answer to us. And unfortunately, sadly, right now, we have a government that has been following a fascist game plan. They are taking action that we, the people, the majority of us, do not believe is appropriate, that is harming people. I want to highlight, just last week, I heard Trump saying that we need to feed the people in Gaza. Well, I challenge President Trump, put our aid in a place where those people can be fed, because our actions are not following that instruction. I do want to highlight something the Worker Circle is doing on the ground here right now is fighting ICE's kidnapping and detention of immigrants here, and calling out the lack of democracy, the lack of due process being given to our immigrant brothers and sisters. So there's many things we need to do here so that in the future, our government cannot act without accountability to the people. And I think what we're seeing in our funding in Gaza is exactly that. I don't believe anyone, well, very few people in the United States, the majority of people want our funding of food in Gaza to reach the Gazan people.
Yeah, no, that's very, 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 very important. And I applaud what the Workers Circle is doing. And just one other point I want to raise in terms of the work of the Workers Circle. I just learned this morning in speaking with Noel that the Workers
Circle. That's our social justice director, yes.
Noel D'Amico, you all were in, you went to Alligator Alcatraz.
Last night, yes.
Last night, and held the first of what are going to be weekly vigils.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. We know that Alligator Alcatraz, and I wish we had a better name for it, but Alligator Alcatraz is the beginning of a plan that the Trump administration has. It's the first attempt they have at this unlawful holding of people in inhumane conditions. So we want to end Alligator Alcatraz. We want it shut down. We want this attack, these unconstitutional attacks on immigrants to stop. So we will be outside every week demanding its close and raising awareness about what's happening inside and sending our strength to the people inside, making sure immigrants know that good people in the United States are fighting for them. I should add tomorrow, Mark, I'm headed to be there for immigrants in the Manhattan court systems. You know, immigrants every day are coming, are going into their legally required hearings. And when their cases are dismissed or extended, they're going outside and ICE are grabbing them. And so something good people can do is bear witness, stand beside them, give them our strength and get their information so that we at least know where they are, you know, when they're taken. These are things we need to do today so that we're on the right side of history, and it and we can't back down right now. Things, you know, what's happening in our country to our immigrant brothers and sisters is deplorable. It's unimaginable. It's horrific, and we need to be there for them. So yes, last night we were part of the leaders of a weekly vigil, saying we are not. We won't stand by. We are demanding change, even as our government acts illegally and holds people in inhumane situations, in conditions.
Let's get one more call. Caller, you're on the air with Ann Toback of the Workers' Circle. Go right ahead. Caller, you there?
Oh, yes. Is that me?
Yeah, where you calling from, caller?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Yes, go right ahead.
Thank you. Well, you know, sometimes when I think of the public of the world, hold on, I think I'll call you back.
Okay. I guess the kids said, you're not going to do this.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. No,
we got to raise them, right? Kids always have their last say.
Now, Ann, before we go, this is not, let me ask two questions. First of all, as a Jewish organization, have you gotten much pushback from fellow Jewish people who... Go ahead.
So, by and large, we received positive feedback, certainly from our membership. The biggest negative response we've received is, what about the hostages? And as I answered here, the hostages must be returned. But that truth can't block the other truth, that 2 million people must not starve in front of our eyes when we can help, when, you know, they must not be starved. So they must receive food. And you raise the issue of the Warsaw Ghetto analogy, and that is certainly somewhat, that can be controversial. You know, I lead trips to Eastern Europe, and my family originally came from Warsaw. It's a very difficult analogy for the Jewish community to make, looking back at the Holocaust, resulted in the murder of 6 million Jewish people. But we can look at conditions like the mass starvation in the Warsaw Ghetto and allow it to open up our compassion today when we see another situation evolving of mass starvation, where the pictures are so evocative of each other. I believe that we must learn from terrible history, whether we, whoever we are, and use that history to command us to say never again is never again for all.
Yeah. No, that's very important. And absolutely, lastly, you, the Workers' Circle, have set yourself apart in the past. It was what, a little over a year ago that, you all left the Council of Presidents.
Yes, the Conference of Presidents of Major Jewish Organizations. Yes.
Now that's so tell us a bit about what that conference is and why you left.
Yeah, so the Conference of Major Jewish Organizations, the Conference of Presidents, is an organization that's been around for decades, and as the Workers' Circle has. And when we joined it in the 1900s, it was an organization that certainly reflected American, or spoke about American policy toward Israel, but also the, as its name should imply, the needs of American Jews here in the United States. And since I was a part of the Workers' Circle, I've been here 17 years, the Conference of Presidents has really become a reflection of AIPAC. Its focus has been 100% on advocating for Israeli government policies. And over a year ago, when thousands and thousands of Israeli citizens took to the streets to protest Netanyahu's attempt to diminish the Israeli Supreme Court's power and really take away a democratic avenue of the government of Israel, the conference was silent. And if all of your listeners can remember, the Israeli people were protesting en masse before October 7th against Bibi Netanyahu, against his attempts to take away Israeli democracy. And all of that took a turn after October 7th. So we resigned from the conference, A, because we are not an Israel-focused organization. We are a domestically focused organization. And we had hoped that the Conference of Presidents of Major Jewish Organizations would have expanded its viewpoint to look at the diminishing democracy in the United States, but that did not happen. And when they failed to speak out against the attacks on democracy in Israel, it became, and not to speak out for the Israeli people, that became something that led us to resign. And I also want, I think there's one story that's not being told right now, which is thousands and thousands of Israeli people right now are protesting this war in Gaza, and they want peace. And that's not receiving the kind of coverage we would hope. But your listeners should know that the starvation of the people in Gaza, the war, the Israeli people want peace by and large, and they are demanding, of course, the release of the hostages, but they also want an end to this war. Thousands and thousands of them are in the streets. So just know that that's happening as well. We're in a terrible position, and we in the United States can understand that, because I believe the vast majority of Americans, I know the vast majority of Americans do not want what is happening on our grounds. They do not want Alligator Alley. They do not want to see their neighbors and friends and coworkers being kidnapped by ICE without due process. So just know that there's a lot happening in Israel that is paralleling what's happening here. And democracy ultimately is what will give all of us the power to overcome these fascist dictators who are posing as our elected leaders.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
No, that's very, very important. And we're, Anne and I, are being very polite and diplomatic, not zeroing in on Netanyahu's actions that have been not in the best interests of the hostages. In fact,
absolutely true. Absolutely true.
In fact, there's even a case that can be made that that was never a concern, that they were pretty much forfeited. And there have been endless demonstrations at his home.
Right.
On the part of hostage families.
Right.
So, you know, I'm like, you know, what have you that was like, we're going to have war. We're going to have endless war. We're going to pound this place. We're going to starve these people. We're not going to do anything about that. So, folks, we want to
absolutely hear- true. I just want to, you know, and one last piece, which is many of the hostages that were taken, those kibbutzim that were attacked, were progressives. These were people who were advocating for peaceful coexistence. Who were taken in this? So, of course, their families want peace. They wanted it before, and now. They're in the most extreme, desperate situations, watching their loved ones murdered or starved or tortured. So it's a terrible situation. But the bottom line is 2 million people need food and medical aid, and that aid should not be blocked.
No, not at all. Anne Toback, work a circle with the coolest URL, folks, circle.org.
Yes.
Y'all must have secured that one in 1900.
I think so. Or maybe 1910. And please, everyone, come check us out and be a part of it. We have activist trainings online every month, and we partner with many different organizations, including the Center for Common Ground, who's out of Virginia. And we do shared training. We'll get you up and acting and making change almost overnight.
Right, right. Thank you, Anne Toback. This will not be the last time we meet Anne and talk to Anne. You'll be hearing more about Alligator Alcatraz. I wish it was a better name, but you know
yes.
what? I don't mind.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of mocking it shows how stupid he is to even come up with something like that. So you have to kind of
so despicable. I mean, so revolting that people are being held there in such brutal conditions. It's a shame on us all. It's just horrific.
We'll talk later today, okay?
All right, be well. Thank you.
At Workers Circle, circle.org, doing great things, folks.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.